Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, we will get to today's news with Courtney in about 15 minutes at 7:45. And apparently Gen Z has a new demand when it comes to returning to the workplace. So if you are willing to allow them and their special person to do this in the workplace somewhere, then they will come back to the office. So we will get to that. And the rest of the news coming up, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, on this show at 9:30 this morning. By the way, if you can't listen to us on the radio every day, or you can't listen to us on the Odyssey app every day, or you just like a visual to go along with the audio, then you can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch, and it is presented on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, especially this week, because it is the half-off, half-of-the-store event going on at Springer's. So treat somebody special or yourself and celebrate a milestone and say big half-off of half-of-the-store at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Mike in the car. Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm surprised to say that what has Rappi done to hurt the rookies or, you know, hurt the product?
Yeah.
Well, it's reportedly, Rappi had got really upset when Christian Campbell volunteers for first base.
Yes.
Took it as a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he probably had words with the kid. I mean, that's right there, selfish, and that hurts the kid.
We talked about that earlier. There's no indication that he had words with him. He felt slighted when Christian Campbell volunteered to play.
And I have to say, I really think Dustin Pedroia's career took a left turn when Manny refused to play. Because, boy, did that impact his career. I think that he might not have ever been the MVP of baseball had he not seen Manny lollygag to first base. Oh, wait.
Well, maybe
we give them such an out.
Right, but maybe things would be different for Devers, because you bring up the Manny situation, if Bogaerts was still here,
yeah,
who could kind of maybe say to Devers, hey, like, here's what we need to do, similar to what probably Big Papi did or Pedro did with Manny, right?
There was in 07, Veritek, Pedro wasn't here.
All right, so Veritek was here, correct?
I believe so.
Right.
But the fact is that the only thing
you can't compare this team to that team, Curtis.
I can compare the ownership, which is the same, and the investment they had in the day-to-day operation of the Red Sox in 06 and 07 versus 2025.
Right, but they've won.
Something that was a headache was dealt with immediately.
Right.
Now it is allowed to spread throughout issues and create a bigger problem than it did before. Manny Ramirez was a far bigger headache than Rafael Devers is now, and they won a World Series with him because they worked through it. They didn't just trade him away.
But there is a character issue, in my opinion, with a guy who feels like one of his teammates stepping up and doing something for the good of the team,
mm-hmm,
is a problem. Like, that's not a guy that I would want to have around my organization for the next 8 years.
Right, okay. Because remember,
are the Red Sox better today or worse?
They're worse.
They're worse.
But there is a difference.
I'd rather be on a better team.
There is a difference when, and we brought up LT, when LT is there for the team, he practices his ass off, he does everything that he should do, except he likes to party,
yeah,
right? There's a difference where Manny, he doesn't always show up to the things. but he's
missed
not
an entire series.
No, he missed the series, but he's not a guy that's chirping in the clubhouse about ownership.
Yeah. Yes, he did. He demanded trades.
Well, for himself, but he's not. I don't know if he's going up to Pedroia and saying, "Hey, Dustin, don't trust the front
he
office."
He wasn't publicly telling the GM or in this case the chief baseball officer to do his job. As Rafael Devers did. So.
And you're taking the word of people we know have lied. So if you're talking about Devers and his character, what about the front office that you're defending?
Well, Devers, I think, will speak today, right? So we'll hear from him.
No, I know, but I'm saying that you're defending an ownership group that we know hasn't been honest.
Oh, I believe that they weren't honest to him, and I think that's kind of what's and Breslow said this, Courtney, you made a great point. He said this yesterday. He probably should have done things differently. And him, Cora, John Henry, Sam Kennedy, as soon as they were gonna sign Bregman, they should have had all sat down with Devers and said, "Here's what we're thinking, here's what we wanna do. We not gonna keep you at third base and maybe play Bregman at second."
Let's get to "If We Could, They Said It."
It's time for "They
Don't Let the Sox Win This Game."
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
It's been happening a lot lately on the show, Sean.
I'm, cruising through audio
where
here.
The beginning of things are sped up at a rapid rate.
Apology. Yeah, I listen to everything at 2x speed to edit it and stuff like that, and so that's my fault.
I can ask perhaps the same thing that Lauren does. Why is this going so fast?
We'll just have to go for round two.
There you go.
Okay.
Drink some orange juice.
Big round two guy.
All right, big dog.
Hydrate up and get back in it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. And they are honoring those who built the city. So whether they build or they drive or they care for others, please nominate them at WeBuiltThisCity.com and they can win big prizes. Where should we start?
Well, Greg, let's begin. Before we get to Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow, let's begin with Jarren Duran. He was asked about his reaction and the team's reaction to the Rafael Devers trade. This was the entire back and forth with Jarren Duran.
Everybody? I don't have Twitter, so I just kind of saw him get off the plane and just kind of thought like oh, no way. But it, like I said, like, it's Rafael Devers. Like, I was just shocked to see him leave the plane. But I napped most of the plane, so I didn't really have time to think about it. Me and Rob were always the best nappers on the plane, so we were right next to each other, passed out. So we didn't really have that much time to think about it.
What was Alex's overall message to you guys?
He trusts everybody that we got right now. I mean, I trust everybody we have now, and we can't let one little thing deter what we got going so far.
It seems like more than one little thing. It seems like it's one thing for sure, but it seems kind of like a big thing, to be honest.
Right? Who's making it a big thing, though?
I mean, losing a great hitter, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a great player, but at the end of the day, it's how many guys? 26, right? And it's just one guy. So we got 25 other guys that were pulling on the same line to win those series, not just one. So I think we got to think about it like that as a team.
Hmm. I remember when we traded Moss, I was like, damn, what the hell are we doing? But I liked Moss.
You liked Randy Moss.
Yes.
Are you suggesting that these guys didn't love Rafael Devers?
There's something there, because in the world we live in today, when somebody leaves the team or somebody gets traded, everybody goes to their social media, the players, and say, "Oh, I'm going to miss you, brother. I love you. You know, God bless. We got support for you."
Yeah.
But it almost.
Not much of that from these guys.
No, except for Cora's the only one that I saw. You guys said Sadan Rafaela put a post up.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I looked around yesterday. I didn't see anything. I expected to see it, but I didn't.
Right. Cora's the only one I saw actually put up a post of him hugging Devers. Mm-hmm.
I guess I would expect him to say that it's not a big deal and that they're gonna forge on without him. He said all those things, but it's interesting. What is
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time.
Well, Greg, let's get to some of what Craig and Sam had to say yesterday in that Zoom press conference. Craig Breslow wants you to know that they are still doing everything they can to win baseball games this year.
I understand, why the initial reaction would be that, you know, it'd be tough to sit here and say when you move a player of Rafi's caliber, when you take that bat out of the lineup, how could I sit here and say that, we're a better team? And I acknowledge that, on paper, we're not going to have the same lineup that, that we did. But this isn't about, the game that is played on paper. This is about the game that's played on the field and ultimately about winning the most games that we can. And in order to do that, trying to put together the most functional and complete team that we can. And so, I think when you consider the flexibility, the ability to give some of the young players some run, the opportunity to maybe repackage some of the resources and fill some voids in the roster as early as, approaching this year's deadline, and being really intentional about the environment that we create for these young players to thrive in, then I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Well, Curtis, you said it, but they are not better without Rafael Devers than they were with him. But they seem to believe, bold move on their part, they seem to believe that they will get better without him.
Well, there's one thing that was accomplished in this trade that nobody can dispute. They saved $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you be okay if you see them spend that?
They won't. You think they'll spend $250 million? They'll allocate that this year?
I am hoping that they go out at trade deadline time and find somebody legit who is, as Wiggy said earlier, disgruntled and add him to this baseball team.
But why wouldn't they be able to do both?
Because they felt like Rafael Devers was a problem when it came to the culture. He was selfish and he put himself above what is important for the team.
How many of their 38 wins do they have if Devers doesn't play?
Probably not many.
Not many?
Yeah, I agree with Curtis. Devers is, but I think it got
but
to
no, the, let's say, let's finish that. Let's carry that through. How many wins do they have without Devers in the first 72 games?
They have 38? Let's see. Devers' WAR is what, 2.3 games? I don't know. Maybe they have 25.
I bet 20.
I mean, whatever.
What are we talking about?
But I think the question becomes, and he said something.
Are they unhappy?
No, but he said something interesting in that that piece of audio there, where I think the issue is Devers got to the point where it wasn't that just he's not willing to do things, but he's not willing to do things, and he's letting the world know that I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah.
I don't care what tell me to do.
Well, he hit a home run in the win Sunday to sweep the Yankees.
That is a part of what Ortiz said as well, which is essentially I had problems at times with the Red Sox, but I kept it internal.
Yeah, and I don't think it's ever a good look when, the organization is putting a player on blast and a player putting the organization, because then it makes it seem like that not only am I not listening to them, but there ain't nothing they could do to me. Yeah. I'm their best player, hey.
Let me ask a question, though, Greg. Outside of his arrival at spring training, Devers, that is, who was more public about the feud? Was it the organization or Devers in season?
I believe it, Oh, you're saying minus spring training?
In regular season, who was more public about the feud?
Well, Rafael Devers went public when he was pissed at Craig Breslow for asking him to play first base. That's when he started to say, do your job.
Right.
Go find somebody right. else.
I'm saying, like, who has made more public comments in season about Devers, the situation? Devers or the ownership group and the front office?
I believe it was Devers. Intentionally.
Really? We talked at the Beachcomber about how many times they're not on the same page about Devers, about how...
Internally.
Speaking to us, to the media.
But Craig Breslow did not go out of his way to talk about Devers. In fact, he was on the show when we wanted him to say something, trying to say that he was going to keep it internal.
He said, I'll keep my feelings to myself, yeah. which was taken by everybody
with
a brain.
We asked him a question, Curtis.
What? Asked Bill Belichick questions?
Did you see Craig Breslow ever call everybody over for a press conference to declare how Rafael Devers wasn't doing his job?
No, but he went to Yale. I think he can understand that if I ask him his thoughts on something, he doesn't have to answer it directly. He can say, yep, Rafi's one of our best hitters. We hope he keeps it up. Boom. Move on.
I think it came out from the player because the players asked the question. And Devers, maybe it is a language barrier. He's willing to say more how he feels, where Breslow and Sam might keep it a little bit more politically correct.
But how often did Devers really talk about the situation?
Not much.
It
Never.
Wasn't much. And
only when asked.
Only when asked.
Literally had a press conference about it.
Right, outside of spring training.
Yes,
when he
outside
first arrived.
Of spring training, once we got into season. And the last time that he was asked, he said that the drama was in the past.
Right.
Now, did he know that he was getting traded and that's what he meant? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But in my mind, I don't think he knew that he was getting traded. I think he said that they were all, he thought, on the same page at that point. The drama was over.
Yes. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, Craig Breslow wants to address the commentary out there that he didn't shop this trade around. Here was Craig Breslow.
Whether or not we negotiated with one team exclusively, I have seen some commentary that we didn't shop this deal, whatever that means. And I don't know that it makes a ton of sense to get into the kind of mechanics or strategy, but I do believe we had a thorough process and we had a good idea of what the market would or could look like. And this was a deal that we felt like made sense, and the reason that we executed it, as difficult as it was.
Okay. Do you buy any of the reporting that there were some other teams that were interested? I assume that there were.
I would think
right?
so.
Yeah, there were like four other teams interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. But I guess the question becomes, how much of those teams are willing to take on the whole salary?
Right. Far more teams interested if the organization was willing to bite the bullet. So it wouldn't even just be the Giants and getting maybe their best prospect. Maybe you involve teams that have far lower payrolls but have a better farm system, or guys that are more major league ready, where you bite the bullet, have half the contract stay here, and you take several players that could add to your team now. When they say they need to win now, they had an opportunity to. They elected to prioritize getting rid of the money over getting the best return.
And we will get to it later, but that seems to be chief among the divide issues between Alex Cora and Craig Breslow, which is that Cora wants to win now,
mm-hmm.
and Breslow is apparently focused on building for the future.
Yes.
And that seems to be among the issues, if you believe that they are a dumpster fire over mm-hmm. there, front office-wise, then... that seems to be the issue. So we will get the opportunity to ask Craig Breslow about that coming up during the 9 o'clock hour at 9:30 when he joins us here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.